All right, so let's right off the bat. I want to know, who can tell me what the name Emmanuel means? God with us. That's right. Well, I'm going to be sharing with you today how God was with me in the making of this quilt. The theme here for today is wonderfully made. If you visit my website, emmanuelquilt.com, you're going to find some descriptive words that others have used to describe this quilt, this ministry. And you're going to see words like unique, exceptional, amazing, wonderful, awesome, inspiring, extraordinary, and beautiful. Now, those words have nothing to do with my skills, okay? It's because in the sharing of the story, they see God's handprint all over this quilt and how He has wonderfully made it, okay? So your Bible verse is from Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So we're going to just see how full well we really know it. Before I get started, would you bow your head with me, please? Father God, if we just invite your presence here with us now. We want you, Emmanuel, to be God with us. We want you to be over everything in this meeting, Lord. And I just pray that the words that you have flow from my lips, Lord, will go straight to the hearts and minds of these women. May you receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so thank you. Thank you very much. The idea for this quilt came in a dream. One night in my dream, God spoke to me. He told me to make a quilt representing names of Jesus and to use it to begin a traveling ministry. Well, to say that I had doubts, fears, and reservations is an understatement. I have a fear of traveling. Nonetheless, in that dream, he gave me three specific instructions for the design of the quilt. He told me it was to be full of color, but no black, he said. He said black represents sin and death, and Jesus has no sin and is alive. And then he told me he wanted the primary color to be purple to represent Jesus is the King of Kings. To tell you how bad my fear of traveling is, I'll give you an example, and I'll tell you how it came to be that I have this fear of traveling. When I was a senior in high school, I was working part-time at an insurance company, and my job role was taking auto claims. Do you know there was never a single person come in the door and said that they had intentionally collided with someone? Not one. They were all called accidents. I was only 17 years old, so I was a relatively new driver. And I became paranoid, wondering when my accident was going to come. And by taking those claims, I saw some, all kinds, fender benders, some injuries, and some much, much worse. So to this day, I'm still a paranoid passenger in a car. My husband prefers to knock me out when we're traveling because I'm not good on the road. So here God was calling me, a girl with the fear of traveling, into a traveling ministry. I thought that he could have found an experienced quilter for the assignment, and I was pretty confident he could find one that likes to travel. But that's not what he did. He chose me. You know, he has a reputation for choosing unlikely people to carry out his assignments because that's how he shines the brightest. You know, I imagined God searching the whole earth for the most unlikely person. And here I was. He found me. I am a novice quilter, even though Grandma introduced me to quilting at the age of 5. When this dream came to me 5 decades later, I had made maybe a dozen quilts. I know I have quilters in this room, and you know that experienced quilters can make that many in a year's time, right? So yes, I most definitely refer to myself as a novice quilter. But once I said yes, God was with me at every step, providing detailed instructions for a quilt that would tell his story. For instance, when it came time to name the quilt, I thought I would be calling this quilt the Names of Jesus quilt. After all, that's what he told me in the dream, right? It's not what he wanted. And he made it very clear that's not what he wanted. For an entire week, I could not get the name Emmanuel out of my thoughts. Now, I knew it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. But I am ashamed to tell you that I was arguing with the Spirit. Ever done that? I was like, Lord, if you wanted it called Emmanuel, why didn't you just tell me that in the dream? Well, I was pretty gutsy, wasn't I? I was showing my ugly. We all show our ugly sometimes, don't we? Now, in case you didn't know it, all ugly behavior is called sin. But we have this merciful God. And at the end of the week, after I spent an entire week arguing with the Lord, I go to church, and the pastor projected up on a screen just like this the title of his message for the morning. And there it was, the handwriting on the wall. I read, Emmanuel, God with us. And I heard the Spirit whisper, as they come to know my name, they will see that I am with them. Well, the first step was deciding what names of Jesus to put in the block or in the quilt. I ended up choosing 30 names that I thought that could possibly be recognized by the design of the quilt block. And I expected to make all square blocks because that's what novice quilters do, right? That's the easiest pattern. So much to my surprise, it turned out to be blocks of different shapes and sizes that somehow miraculously come together to form this perfectly shaped quilt. Each one designed with their own unique beauty, exactly as he has designed each of us. He has designed each of us with our own unique beauty. Some of the blocks in this quilt are well-known patterns in the quilting world. Some of them are modified versions of those well-known patterns. And more than half of them are original designs that were created specifically for the pattern. And I can tell you that all of the original designs particularly took many attempts to get right. You see, as long as ideas kept coming to me to improve the design, I knew that meant that they weren't quite right, at least not quite right yet in the eyes of the Lord. And so I'd work and rework over and over. My dad had this phrase he used to often say, it's good enough for who it's for. Well, I knew who this quilt was for, and good enough wasn't going to cut it. So like I said, I worked and reworked each block over and over until eventually, for each and every one, I'd have this peace come over me. And it was almost as if I can sense him saying, it is good. My mom, she always had the phrase, she was the one that taught me to sew. God love her. She'd make me sew these straight seams, you know, I just practice sewing a straight seam. And by golly, if they weren't straight, I had a rip pick and I had to rip those seams out. She'd say, God gives us his best. We need to give him our best. You can kind of see where I was. I was kind of in between that finding good enough and the perfection of my mom. I was in that middle zone. But God knew how to meet me. Because of his instructions about the purple and the black, I considered this must mean that there's importance and significance to all the colors God created. So I did biblical research, and based on what I discovered, all of the blocks representing Jesus' names have been made in the colors of fabric that represent those names. One of the things I discovered, I was actually really brave. I thought I was brave because my granddaughter at the time was 18 months old, and I took her with me shopping to Joann Fabrics. It was great fun. Yeah, right. You see, while I was preoccupied looking for fabrics, and she was seated in the cart, all the little fat quarters, you know, that are neatly taped around that little square-inch piece of cardboard, they were at her fingertips. And she was seeing how many of them she could grab, tear off of the cardboard, and pile into the cart. Let's just say that day I had to buy a lot of fat quarters. And when I got home that evening, one of the colors that she had selected was this lavender that's there. Now, God had already given me a vision that the border was to have purple triangles in it pointing to the center, and he told me that was to fix our eyes on Jesus. They were to be directional arrows to fix our eyes on Jesus. The purple fabric was already purchased, and so I thought, well, maybe that lavender fabric would go well with the purple. So I laid it out. Yeah, it looked pretty good together. But looking good wasn't good enough. I needed to know what the color lavender represented. And I was blown away when I learned that it represents the beauty of knowing Christ. Okay, so you might be wondering where that idea stems from. Maybe you are familiar with the story of Mary, the sister of Lazarus, who anointed the feet of Jesus with a perfume called nard. In ancient Bible times, both lavender and spikenard were called nard. Now, there's no conclusive proof, I don't believe, as to which it was that Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with, but one thing is sure. She grasped the beauty of knowing the Lord, because what did she do? She gave it all. And that's exactly what he asks of us. He wants us to give him our all. One of the unique features about this quilt is it is a puzzle. He instructed me that if I would embroidery the names that are portrayed in the border of the quilt, it becomes like a hidden word search. You know how the hidden word search has your clues at the bottom of the page and you go find the match? Well, that's what we do. So we're just going to try this here. We're going to see how well you do, okay? I know up here at the top is the word. I want you to just shout out for me if you can tell me which block design would represent Jesus as the Word of God. The Bible. I am so glad you got that right, because 9-year-olds get that right. So very, very good. I think it's one of the reasons that children like the quilt. It's a step above a flannel board. You know, Jesus does tell us to search for him as hidden treasure. Maybe you're beginning to see how God was with me in the making of this quilt. He was providing me so much instruction, and instruction that I honestly did not have the skill to do at all. And so I cried out, Lord, I need help. And he impressed upon me that I needed to ask the women of my own church if there were any experienced quilters that might like to help me on the project. So I did, hoping for one. And he sent me 7. 7 experienced quilters came along. They came to my house. I shared the vision, and they quickly saw this was a quilt that was being inspired and designed by God. And so they came aboard, and I just find it totally amazing that these experienced quilters were willing to take instruction from a novice quilter, but that was only because they understood where the direction was coming from. Well, each of those quilters made at least two of the blocks on the quilt, but none of them wanted to take on the actual task of quilting it. Well, if I was going to try to quilt this myself, I needed to get some expert advice. So once the top was all completed, I took it to a local quilt store, and I find it amazing that the entire time I was in that quilt shop, there was not another customer came in the door. I laid that quilt top over her cutting table, and I just started telling her what each block, what name of Jesus it represented, how it was that God put it together. And by the time I got to the last block on the quilt, she had a tear rolling down her face. She was remembering times in her past that God had been with her and times that she had long since forgotten. Well, she was kind enough for me to share the story of the quilt, and then it was her turn to give me her recommendation on how to quilt it. And she said, well, if I were you, I would stitch around that rose and around that dove and go around that hand. She was referring to free motion quilting. For any non-quilters in the room, free motion quilting is when your needle stays stationary and you're moving the fabric under it to make the designs. Remember, I'm a straight stitch gal. I didn't think that trying something new on this particular quilt was too good of an idea. And she saw my look of apprehensiveness, and she offered to do the free motion quilting for me for free if I would do the straight stitch quilting. She was willing to sacrifice her time and her talent to give me a free gift. Who else made a sacrifice to give us a free gift? It just became a part of the story. Of course I accepted her offer. I would have been foolish not to. Likewise, we're foolish not to accept the free gift that God offers us. So I went home. She wanted me to do the straight stitch quilting first. I took it home. And before I even get started, I'm stumped right off the bat. What color of thread am I supposed to use? I hadn't thought to ask her. Turns out I didn't need to, because God told me in what I call a one-word riddle. Much like that name Emmanuel had come in my thoughts earlier, I now had a new word entering my thoughts. Invisible. Yes, there is such a thing as invisible thread. But have you ever tried threading a needle with it? Okay, so this time I was not arguing with the Spirit, but I was questioning him. There's a difference. I was questioning, why do you want me to use invisible thread? And then it dawned on me that by doing so, I was going to give an honor to yet another name of Jesus. He is called the image of the invisible God. Well, with that bit of knowledge, I knew I had to use the hard-to-see thread. So I did, and I didn't have any trouble with it. And I actually liked using it. You know why? You can't see the mistakes I made. Is it really any surprise, though, that a forgiving God would choose a forgiving thread for his quilt? I don't think so. But once I had the straight stitch quilting done, it was time to take it back to the quilt store for the lady to do the free motion quilting. And again, I lay it over her counter, and she picks up the corner of it, and she's giving it a thorough inspection. She's flipping it from front to back, back to front, just really giving it a thorough inspection. I just know that she's got to be looking for my mistakes. It's what she's got to be doing, right? But instead, she makes an announcement. She says, I'm going to use purple thread on the back of the quilt like you have. I didn't use purple thread on the back. I used invisible thread on both the front and the back. And ladies, I kid you not. She looked at me and said, "That's impossible. Your saving grace must have been in the soul mission that you used." You see, I didn't know that it's not recommended to use invisible thread and a bobbin. Look, I've got my quilter down here going, there's always a quilter in the crowd that knows this. I think it's another reason God chose me for the assignment. I didn't know not to, okay? It's really nice when God can use your ignorance in a matter to showcase, you know, his saving grace. But I didn't know not to. My saving grace had nothing to do with any sewing machine foot. God wanted invisible thread in his quilt, and he made it happen. That's what he does. He makes the impossible possible. Saving grace is defined as a redeeming quality, especially one that compensates for one's shortcomings. That's what Jesus did for us. He went to the cross, he suffered and died, and rose again 3 days later, all to compensate for our shortcomings. In my opinion, the most incredible feature about the Emmanuel quilt was when he told me that he wanted me, with that invisible thread, to add hidden images to the 6 12-inch blocks to represent even more of his names. And in my quiet time with the Lord reading my Bible, he took me to Acts 27 that reads, "God did this so that we would seek him and perhaps reach out for him." I promise, sitting here on the front row, ladies, you will not be able to see those hidden images. The only way you're going to be able to see them is once I am finished speaking, you can come up, you can get a closer look at the quilt, and then you'll see them. Likewise, if you want to see the invisible God, you got to draw near to Jesus. Well, like I said, I'm hoping that by now you're beginning to see God's handprint is all over this quilt. But you know, he didn't only tell me how to make the quilt. He told me to get a journal and to record the story of the quilt. Well, my husband and I, we were at Walmart one day, walking through the aisle. Looking for anything that day on that aisle, just passing through. And this caught my eye. A purple journal, same color as purple as the quilt, has a Bible verse on the front. I don't know if you can tell what it says, but it's Ecclesiastes 3:11. He makes everything beautiful in its time. And it even looks like it has quilting stitches around it. So ladies, I can now tell you that God shops at Walmart. But in all honesty, if God took so much care in choosing the details for the quilt, don't you think that he cares even more about the details in your own life? You're the one that is created in his own image. Everything about this quilt is for you to see who God is and to understand him more. It took 5 months to make the quilt. And then God said, "Go tell his story." I thought that was the story. No. That's only part of the story. So here we go. Here is his story in a unique quilt. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He says to pay attention, turn your ear to his Word, for the Word of God is alive and active. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth." On that block, I actually thought it was just going to be a tall block, and I was going to slap the sun, moon, and stars on there. But he again came to me in a dream, and this time he was kind of stern with me, and I heard him say, "I created more than the sun, moon, and stars." He He was letting me know he wanted all 6 days of creation represented. So that's what we have there. And on that last line there, right there, that's the day six when he created man and animals. And that's brown because both were created from the dust of the ground. The sun is the image of the invisible God. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Jesus says, I am the root of David and the bright and morning star. Well, this is the first 12-inch block, so there's a hidden image, and you can see it really well on the screen. You can probably see there's a Star of David right there, and that's to represent his name, Root of David. By the way, yellow represents the joy of the Lord. That name has to do with the rapture time when he comes for his people. God said to Moses, I am who I am. He is the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-encompassing, self-existent, eternal God who becomes whatever we need. Well, what we needed was the presence of God. So the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Okay, so the ladies and I, all we thought about was, okay, we're going to use the purple for that block. We really didn't give too much thought to what the background fabric was going to be. But in hindsight, we can see that God chose exactly the fabric that he wanted. Because once you get close and look, you're going to see that there's flesh tones in there. Jesus was God in the flesh. And not only that, but there's hints of lavender. Every once in a while through that fabric, you can see hints of lavender. He came so that we would have the beauty of knowing him. The Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. This is another 12-inch block, so there's a hidden image. And it's right here. It's over here on the block. But right here in the middle is a crown of thorns to represent his name, King of the Jews. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. When you get up close, you'll find that fabric already has names of Jesus printed on it. Jesus is the name above all. Next. Because of his great love for us, the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. But death could not hold him. Christ arose. God raised him from the dead. He is the Rose of Sharon. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. We have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. He suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Now, in case you don't know what this design is representing, if you know the Old Testament, the Old Testament priest would wear the breastplate with the 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's what that is to mimic. Next. Okay, here's my favorite block on the quilt. Pink represents the human heart. Red represents Christ. So we started with a pink heart. We cut a heart shape out of the center of it, and we placed the red fabric behind it to represent that Christ dwells in the heart of believers. This block also represents a couple of other names, because red is the color that represents love. It represents Jesus' name, love. The Bible tells us God is love. And because how that pink heart looks like it's been broken and mended back together, it represents his name, healer. Jesus is the healer of the brokenhearted. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then you yourselves are God's temple and God's Spirit lives within you. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And that resembles a bread basket up there on the top. Next. Blessed hope. Okay, we've got a green block here because green is a color that represents hope. I think we can easily figure that out because every spring when everything starts growing up, we have hope for a new season, right? The dead is gone and new life is springing forth. That's our hope. Truth is, we have no hope at all unless we believe what John 3:16 says. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The Lord, he is our help and shield. He takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Not walk and represent his name, helper or friend, either one. Down here in the bottom left-hand block, in the quilting world, that block is known as Storm at Sea. I've used it to represent his name, Refuge from Storms. We all face storms of some kind. Maybe you're going through one now. Maybe you've just come through one. But I find it interesting that around the storm, there's a light of hope. But there are some days, see that purple fabric? It looks a little cloudy, does it not? That's how some days are. Some days are a little cloudy and we just can't see clearly maybe what direction we're supposed to be moving. Yesterday morning was a little bit like that with all the fog. And then there's fabric in here. There's four little triangles with swirls. Sometimes life seems to be spinning out of control and we wished it would just slow down so we can catch our breath. But the light of hope is with us. He is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And because this is a 12-inch block, there's a hidden image. He's the anchor for the soul that keeps us firm and secure. Right there in the middle, starts right up there. There's an anchor that comes all the way down and curves out that way and then curves out over here. That's probably the hardest one to see. Next. In the opposite corner, in the top right-hand corner in the quilting world, that block is known as God's Eye. So I've used it to represent his name, Overseer. The Lord watches over all who love him. He cares for those who trust in him. And look, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Do you see the Lamb laying there? This block is the one that took the most attempts to design. But once it came together, it made perfect sense. Remember, brown represents humans and red represents Christ. I call this the follow the leader block. God is with us. He will be our guide even to the end. These are the words of the Amen. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Therefore, keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom, where's that at? Wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. The Almighty himself will be your treasure. Strategically placed in the bottom right-hand corner of the quilt is the block that represents his name, Cornerstone. All of those smaller blocks around there has a flesh-colored triangle on it to represent we, the people, are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. 12-inch block, so there's a hidden image. And right here There's a rock to represent his name, Rock of Salvation. Bridegroom block is a modified version of a wedding ring block. It's modified because I've added a bow tie for the wedding day. The bridegroom will return for his bride, the church, and on that day let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Again, red represents Christ, white represents the bride, and that gold represents the fact that we are going to be united with God in his heavenly kingdom. The faithful and true witness says, I am coming soon, and the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due us, whether good or bad. Now, some of you might be looking at this and saying, Joni, you said there wasn't supposed to be black in the quilt, and I see black. Well, that's because when I did the research on the different colors, I learned that black and bronze are the colors that represent judgment. So it was fitting to be used here. Then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Here's the block that represents his name, gate or door. Depends on what Bible translation you're looking at. First few attempts at designing this, there was nothing inviting about it. But once we found this fabric here, that made me think of what maybe Glory Land might look like. And that stone pathway seems to be inviting us to come enter. I want to go to Glory Land. Do you? Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now the last block on the quilt is up here, King of Kings, and there is a hidden image in it, right here in the very center. It's the symbol for the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, and there's a ring around it to represent his name, Eternal God. So now to the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We're just going to hold up right there for a moment. And I got to tell you that I've given this talk so many times. I just have notes with single words to keep me on track of where I'm going. But I know the story inside and out because I've lived it. But the fun part is when a group like this says that they want to have a theme. And I need to tie the theme in to the story. Sometimes that can be a challenge, such as when Putnam County wanted me to do tie it into When Life Gives You Lemons, but God worked it out. But wonderfully made. Obviously, you can easily see where wonderfully made would fit into this, but God wanted to take it deeper. So last night, this is just fresh. This is fresh. Came this morning to me. As you can figure out by now, God speaks to me in dreams and visions and Bible, and God speaks in many ways. And this morning, while I was still in my sleep, I received a vision. And in this vision, I was walking down the hall of Clay County Hospital, going to the administrator's office while brushing my teeth. Now, I know that may sound funny, but God speaks in symbols. And I know I've come to recognize his voice, because he says, my sheep know my voice. So I've come to recognize his voice. Well, you do realize that what administrators do. I was going to find the administrator. Administrators administer. Ministry, minister, is in the word. Administer. Minister, minister. So there was a tie-in. And I felt like God was telling me this was a word to be given today. Synonyms for the word administrator are controller, head, chief, leader, governor. Most of those are also names of Jesus. You know what I felt like God was telling me? The words I give you will be fresh with cleansing power, toothpaste, to bring healing, hospital, to those who receive the message. First Corinthians 12:28 says, God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different tongues. Just as the names of Jesus showcase his different giftings, healer, helper, refuge, leader, friend, savior, and so much more. You have been wonderfully made to showcase the gifts he's given you. So like the Emmanuel quilt, you have been inspired and designed by God. You are unique, exceptional, amazing, awesome, inspiring, extraordinary, beautiful, and wonderfully made. Bow your heads with me again, please. Ladies, you've seen the works of God, what he's done here through this quilt, and the message that he's been trying to get across through here. He wants us to know him, to truly know him, and he also wants you to know how much he loves you. If you've never received the gift of God, it's very simple. It's just a conversation, and it begins like this. Father God, I'm a sinner. I do some sin ugly things. But thank you, you've shown me who you are and how much you love me. And I want to turn from that, and I want to be yours. I want you to be Lord of my life. Come, Lord Jesus. Dwell with me and in me. I want to be all in. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just ask that you be with us the rest of our afternoon. Enjoy our fellowship. And we thank you for your presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we go, I thought it would be fun to follow up with some things of what God has been doing us since and showing some places. So when God laid this on my heart 10 years ago, it was 10 years ago that I was given this. And I thought it was going to be speaking to ladies like yourself. I figured it was probably a ladies' ministry. But as you heard in the bio, I've been to a lot of different places, and I have shared the story of the Emmanuel quilt with all ages, male and female. And it's because when you're talking about what God is doing, people get excited. You don't have to talk doctrine or anything like that. Just tell what God's done. And he gets excited, and people get excited. So I want to show, if you want to go to the next slide, go ahead and go to the next one. So up here, just to show you, so here is at a women's retreat. This was at a ladies' conference.
You can see there, that lady that came to that lady's retreat was, I don't know, she was probably 90 years old. Yeah, she walked with a walker and everything. And she loved the story. This is me speaking downtown at the Marriott to a corporate meeting. I was asked to speak at a corporate event. This was a ladies' meeting. This was a church afternoon tea, and I've incorporated puppets. I didn't bring one today, but I do have puppets. Go to the next screen. This is me speaking to a quilt group. Large quilt group. They love the story. Next. Here, I was speaking to an Awana group of ages 2 and 3. I was at a festival, and it was kids that kept coming up wanting to find the names of Jesus. They wanted to work the puzzle. One after another, kids kept coming up to work the puzzle in the book. This, I was invited to speak at a private school, and I was sharing the story with kids grades 1 through 6. I was only supposed to be there for 20 minutes, and they were so engaged that the principal there said, just keep talking until they tire of it. I was there until the end of the day. I stayed for an hour and a half. And there's another girl looking, wanting to work the puzzle. And this is the most exciting. This is a boy in Kenya learning about Jesus with the Emmanuel quilt. There's a curriculum based on the story of the Emmanuel quilt, and there was a group that used the curriculum in their mission trip, and they sent me that picture. Go to the next screen. This was an after-school program, and just so happened that boy played my puppeteer, and I had no idea he was going to look like the puppet. That puppet is a red-headed puppet, and it just so happened he looked like the puppet. So that was up there. This was at a church youth camp, and this is at Tri-West Middle School. Next. This was my most fun and one I was most excited about. You see, I feel like God's getting ready to change my lane. Right up here, I was speaking at Traders Point Christian School. I was the chapel speaker to their 400 students. And the kids, again, they were so engrossed in the story that the principal asked that I stay on, and I stayed the rest of the day, and each class was able to come to me for me to tell the rest of the story. So all in all, they got 40 minutes worth of talk about Jesus. It's incredible. And I was having people email me afterwards telling me how much their children appreciated the story. So I just see God's getting ready to do a shift in this. Next. And most recently, just a couple weeks ago, I was invited to speak to Christ for Youth. These were seniors, I think, juniors, seniors. And the girl here on the left, the left of the picture there, we played a game, and she won the book, and she was so excited to win the book. But she in particular liked the story so much that she asked for my contact information. She wants to get a school this fall and try to get me at her school to speak. But I think the faces of those girls speak volumes and what they thought. So I may have started with an audience of, I'm not going to say older, wiser. Okay. But it keeps going younger. I spoke to 2 and 3 year olds, elementary, middle school, high school. Who knows where this is going to go? I thank you for your time. And if anyone would like special prayer, I'd love to pray with you individually. And please don't go downstairs to eat until you've come up and looked for the hidden images. Is it time to turn it over to you, right, Shauna?
Yes. So we have to serve.